Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I apologize if you were looking for a broadcast yesterday morning. My work schedule, the clearing snow and taking care of sidewalks and things early, and then preaching in the morning kind of took over my time, and so I didn't manage to get the daily broadcast done yesterday. But we're back today and continuing in the week we began on serving with excellence, going through the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. And today's focus is on excellence in faith. Throughout the New Testament, as Jesus encounters people, oftentimes he would comment about their lack of faith. And then other times he would comment about their great faith. It made me wonder, who is it that you would consider a person that's filled with faith? When we think about the Hall of Faith in the book of Hebrews, what modern-day person would you include in that? And why would you do that? What is it about them? I think for many of us, we want to live by faith. We trust God, and yet more often than not, we're like the father in the New Testament that told Jesus, "I believe, help my unbelief." And when it comes to serving with excellence, one of the key components is having this excellence of faith, a trust in God. Many times when we begin serving, doubt has a tendency to creep into our mind. Perhaps we doubt if we can accomplish anything good. We wonder what difference will it really make? What I'm offering seems so small. What I'm able to do isn't that much. And for many people, these doubts not only creep in, but they take over. And we find ourselves, well, not serving. Other times we may doubt in a different area. We may doubt the results that are outside of our control. We may believe in what we're doing. We may believe in the good that we're attempting to accomplish. But we look at an individual and we begin to doubt if they'll ever change, if they even have any desire. And at the heart of both levels of doubt that keep us from serving is a lack of trust in God. It's a lack of trusting that God has the ability, the desire to do anything. And when we serve with the excellence of faith, we trust that God can and will do what He desires to do. And that's to draw people to Himself. That's to transform the individual life. You see, this excellence of faith says, "I'm going to serve because I trust God." Oftentimes, if you read through that Hall of Faith in the book of Hebrews, you'll discover that the majority of these individuals believed and trusted God. They obeyed God. They did the things that God called them to do, and never in their lifetime did they see the full result of God's promise. And yet they continued on in faith. And I believe that's what God is calling every one of us to do when it comes to serving with excellence. Whether we see the result of our obedience to God or not, we press on in faith, knowing that God is working. That God is doing things in the life of the person we're serving, but He's also doing things in our life. You see, this excellence of faith not only believes that God can do a great work, not only trusts that God can do a great work, but desires that God would do a great work. We talked about the story of Jonah last week, I believe, a little bit, but Jonah had great faith in God. He just didn't like what God could do. He didn't like what he believed God would do. You see, when it all comes down to it, and he explains to God why he ran away, it was because of God's mercy. It was because he knew that if these people of Nineveh would repent, that God would relent from destroying them. And Jonah really wanted them destroyed. And an excellence in faith says, not only do I believe God can work, but I trust that what He's going to do is the right thing, even if it's not what I want. There are people in our lives that we may encounter that requires a great deal of faith to continue serving. I think of individuals that I've read about that have served others that are in prison. Some who have committed crimes that are really unspeakable. And yet, a servant of God had come along and decided that they would serve and trust God to do what only God could do. And stories of transformations of lives that most people would have looked at and said were unredeemable. But isn't that the story of you and me? Oh, we may look at ourselves and say, well, I wasn't that bad. I was a pretty good find for God. That's not what His Word says. His Word is very clear that we've all been lost in our transgressions, completely separated from God by the sin in our life. That the best of our best was but rubbish compared to what was required. And as we recognize God's incredible grace and mercy poured into our life by offering up Jesus as a payment for our sin, it ought to increase our faith in what God can do and wants to do in the lives of anyone, in the lives of everyone. That as we serve with excellence, we serve knowing that God wants that person that we're serving to know Him. He wants them to be fully transformed, to be born a new creation in Christ. As you have opportunity, open your eyes to a life filled with faith. Consider how your works of service would change if you were to pray as you entered into any type of service. Oh Lord, increase my faith. Jesus said that if we had faith like a mustard seed, that we could say to a mountain, be cast into the sea, and it would be done. And many times people look at that and the immediate noticeable thing is the size of a mustard seed. And some of the translations of scripture that you'll read will say if you have faith the size of a mustard seed. And there's a lot of truth in that. It's a good interpretation. It's a good application. It's not the size of our faith, it's the size of the God that we put our faith in that makes all the difference. But other translations will use the term faith like a mustard seed. And when I read that, I think about the mustard seed accomplishing its purpose. That it is created, designed with one purpose. That when it's planted, it grows a plant, a huge plant. And I believe that application is also valid, that if our faith is in simply doing what we've been created to do, then what we accomplish is exactly what God wants done. It's as we serve, we are content in doing what we can, doing what we've been called to do, doing what we've been equipped to do, doing what God has designed us to do. Oh, we're in a human nature that loves to compare ourselves. Well, I would be more apt to serve if I could serve like so-and-so. I mean, look at what they do. I mean, I would just be so insignificant in the whole process. And it isn't long before we've talked ourselves out of doing the very thing that we could have done, because it's not what someone else is doing. And I believe excellence in faith says, I'm going to use the gifts God has given me. And my faith trusts in God to do His work through them. As you pray today, I would encourage you to examine how you're serving. Ask God to help you to grow in an excellence of faith as you serve others. And in that excellence, may you be content in serving with the realization that God can use you to not only be transformed yourself, but can use your service to others to represent Jesus. And through Jesus, they too can live a transformed life. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love is never ending. It's without fail. It's a love that is so undeserved and yet so necessary in life. God, as I pray, I ask that you would help us to examine ourselves. May we accurately evaluate the faith, not the faith that we say we have, but the faith that we live by. Then may we come to you asking that you would increase our faith, that our belief, our trust, our reliance on you would grow every day. And Father, specifically in the area of serving, may our faith help us to serve with excellence. May we have an excellence of faith that trusts that you can use us. In an excellence of faith that trusts that you can transform anyone. Father, as we serve, may we learn contentment. May you help us not to get caught up in the comparison trap and all of the lies of the enemy that works diligently to convince us to quit serving or to not even start. And Father God, as I pray, I ask that we would open ourselves up to being used by you in whatever way that benefits your kingdom the most. And may we be content in doing the things that you've created us to do. The things that you've called us to do, the things that you've set before us, the good works that you created in advance that are ours to do. And may we do them with faithfulness, not growing weary, but knowing that in due season that you will bring about a harvest. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would be those examples of faith. But I also pray that we would look at them and see within their lives and the examples that we can learn from. As Jesus would teach, he would talk about our need to have the faith of a child. So, Father, as we look at the children around us, as we enlist them and help them and mentor them and teach them, may we also learn from them. May we see others through your eyes. May we see others through the eyes of a child. Father, may we not do anything that would diminish the faith of a child. But may we cherish it and nurture it and help it to grow. May we, by our actions, not be the cause of planting doubt into anyone's life, let alone that of a child. Father, today, may our lives be lived in such a way that our faith is seen. As James would write and talks about, faith without works is dead. That is by the things we do that we show our faith. May we be those people in life that are faithful even in the small things. In such a way that people that we serve would see Jesus. And Father, as we serve with excellence, as we serve with an excellence of faith, may it always be with the desire and goal that Jesus has lifted up. May you remove any selfishness from us. Any desire for fame or notoriety of our own. May we learn contentment in serving with an excellent faith, trusting that the work you're doing in us and through us is accomplishing great things for your kingdom. Trusting that our works done out of faith are enough to make a difference in the lives of those we serve. And Father, through this excellent faith, may we continually lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.